Welcome to Ask the Experts, a monthly podcast taking on the latest questions around healthcare legislation and compliance.
Welcome to today's episode of Ask the Experts. With us today is Shelley Bloom, Director of Legislative Awareness and Training. Before we begin today's podcast, I would like to read the following disclaimer. This podcast is designed to highlight various employee benefit matters of general interest to our listeners. It is not intended to interpret laws or regulations or to address specific client situations. You should not act or rely on any information contained herein without seeking the advice of an attorney or tax professional. Shelley, my first question is, can an employer contribute to the parking, commuter, and transportation costs for employees in 2024?
Hello, Jim. And yes, the employer can contribute this year, 2024. They can contribute up to $315 for parking and $315 for commuter transportation benefits. Any amount over the $315 needs to be included in employee income.
An employer with more than 20 employees offers a high deductible health plan with an HSA. Can a person who is 65 or older stay on the group health plan and continue to contribute to their HSA if they are also enrolled in Part A of Medicare?
This is one that comes up very often, and the answer to this is no. So, yes, they can stay on the group health plan because their employer has 20 or more employees, but they cannot contribute to the HSA because they are enrolled in Medicare Part A. So if they go back to Medicare and say, I don't need my Part A right now, I'm going to stay on my group health plan, then they could continue to contribute to the HSA. The employee is only allowed to have one health plan in order to contribute to the HSA, and that is that qualified high deductible health plan that the employer offers. So when they get Part A, even though it is free to them, it is another group health plan, and that disqualifies them from contributing to the HSA, the health savings account.
An employer has fewer than 20 non-union employees and 40 to 50 union employees on average in a month. The union employees get their health coverage from the union, and the union offers COBRA. Is this group subject to federal COBRA or state continuation?
So this is another one that I get asked often, and you add all the employees together. So in this case, they've got less than 20 that are non-union, 40 to 50 in any given month that are union, but you're adding all the employees together that the employer has. So we definitely are at 20 or more. And so federal COBRA would apply to this employer.
Can an ICHRA, Individual Coverage Health Reimbursement Arrangement, offer both a group health plan and individual coverage to an employee?
No, the employer cannot do that. When you set up an ICHRA, you are allowed to offer either a group health plan or the individual coverage with the HRA reimbursement, and you do that offer by class. So typically hourly salary, full-time, part-time, you can do it by the location of the employees, but none of the employees that are offered a plan, they either get the group health plan offer or they get the HRA reimbursement when they go purchase an individual coverage plan.
An employer filed Form 5500 to the DOL. Are they required to give the employees any proof of filing or a summary?
Yes, they are. The employer is required to give a summary annual report to all of the employees to let them know that the Form 5500 was filed and just some basic information about what is on the Form 5500.
Is electronic filing new for the 2023 filing year for 1095s and 1094s?
No, it is not. If you had 250 or more W-2s prior to the 2023 tax year, you were required to file electronically. for the 2023 filing, the change is made by the IRS, and it says that for any employer that files 10 or more information returns, they must file their 1095 and 1094 forms, whether they are the B forms or the C forms, they must file those electronically. So again, that is new this year, that if you file 10 or more information returns, and that could be W-2s, 1099s, and your 1095s, 1094s, you add all those up, if you get to 10 or more, then the 1095s and 1094s must be filed electronically, and that due date for the filing is April 1st of 2024.
Who sends out the COBRA notices to a dependent that has reached age 26 and must be removed from the parent's plan?
The employer is responsible to send out the COBRA forms. The carrier can be helpful by notifying the employer when a dependent reaches age 26. It's not a requirement for a carrier to do that. It is, in most cases, a requirement for the employee to notify their employer and say, my child has turned age 26. They can't be on my plan anymore, so they need to be removed. But sending out the COBRA is the responsibility of the employer or their third-party administrator if they've hired one to do the COBRA for them.
If there are four businesses that are all part of a control group or commonly owned group, can each one maintain their own group health plans?
Yes, they can. The employees of all four of these companies would be added together. So if you get to 50 or more full-time and full-time equivalent employees, then the employers of each company must offer coverage that is minimum essential, minimum value, and affordable to their employees, because together all four of these companies have 50 or more. They can keep their insurance separately, so each employer could keep their own plan. They aren't required to offer the same type of plan either. They should notify the carrier that they are a part of a control group and let the insurance carrier do what they will with that information.
Thank you for listening. Please join us next month for another edition of Ask the Experts.